And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of bicycling experts in here to talk about National Bike to Work Month. Oh, don't laugh it off. It's true. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Doug Osborne. I'm the Director of Health Promotion at the Sitka Community Hospital. I'm also part of the Sitka Bicycle Friendly Community Coalition, as is my colleague here, who's our official National Bike to Work Week spokesperson for Sitka, Mr. Aaron Prushing.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's National Bike to Work Month again. And again, there are lots of incentives happening in town to help promote bicycling and safe bicycling as well. Doug, what's going on?
Well, next week is National Bike to Work Week, and we have the usual contest, but we've added a little something extra. So Monday through Friday, every day you ride, you can be entered into winning one of two prizes. One is a $100 gift certificate to the cycle shop, and then the other is new. Oceanside Therapy was generous enough to put in either a free PT evaluation, initial eval, or a massage. So two great prizes, and basically you just ride. And the more days you ride, the more chances you can win, so up to five times. So go to the cycle shop on Friday, enter your name, and then at the triathlon the next day, Bill will pick a couple names. And then the other thing that's new is next Friday is actual Bike to Work Day, and so it'll be the day all over the country people are biking to work. And Grace downstairs at the Larkspur was kind enough to offer a discount for every helmeted cyclist. So we're going to have a little informal gathering at noon on National Bike to Work Day next Friday, May 20th. So bike on over, come at noon, get a discount at lunch, talk with other cyclists, and get excited about biking.
Well, Aaron, you're a big biker in town. You've been in town about three years.
Yeah, 3 years now.
Bike commuting.
Right.
And where were you bike commuting before here in Sitka?
Oh, I was riding in Idaho for a number of years before that, and then in Prince Wales Island, actually, before that. So, yeah, I've been here about 3 years and been riding my bike as much as I possibly can, both commuting and just for training purposes also, because I've used to race bikes, and it's kind of hard to get out of that when once you do that for a while.
What's different about bicycling here there than, say, in Idaho?
You know, it's, well, you have to dress a little bit differently for it, and so it's good to have a good suite of maybe clothing that serves all purposes. It's nice to have some good lights. Obviously, when it's sort of dark and raining in the winter, it's really good to be lit up and have a nice, you know, reflective jacket. Yellow jacket really helps. I ride the same route a lot of times, and so it's, you get to know the route really well. You get to know where the cars are coming from. You get to know where pedestrians typically are. So you can kind of anticipate where things are happening and maybe the intersections that you should pay most attention to.
Well, one of the things you really wanted to focus on during this interview this morning is safety. What are the key safety concerns for bicyclists?
Yeah, one of the things we really want to do is promote safety and promote sort of education for cyclists and for motorists. So there's a few things that are really important. Obviously, a helmet is really important to have on, but also riding on the correct side of the road. And a lot of times that means on the right side of the road, even if you're on the sidewalk. So going with automobile traffic is really important. For me, I stay on the road. I don't typically go on the sidewalk, even if I'm going to cross an intersection. So maybe a light is really important. So staying on that road and really riding your bike like you would be a car. So following all the laws of traffic. And that way automobiles, you know, drivers know what to expect from you. So that's the one thing I see often in Sitka is, a lot of cyclists are sort of all over the place, riding in every different direction, and it really, I think, throws cars off. They don't really know what to expect from cyclists, so it's really important to follow the laws of the road.
And legally, a bike is a car when it's on the road.
Right.
It's a vehicle.
Yep.
So let's talk about those hand signals. We don't have blinky lights on our bikes. However, we can still signal which direction we're turning, correct?
That's right. Yep. And
so
it's very important.
Can you describe it on air?
Well, and there's sort of an ongoing debate about that, I think. But some cyclists will use the, I don't know what it would be called, but the traditional way of signaling, say, before cars had blinkers, right? So you have, is it your right arm up or down to stop? Your right arm up if you're turning left, and right arm out straight if you're turning right. I prefer to just use my arms and, you know, point them in whatever direction I'm going and try to make it very clear.
So there's no hard and fast rule on that, is there?
I don't know, Doug. What do you think? You've been to some of the classes.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to remember, if you're going to turn right, just stick your right hand out. If you're going to turn left, stick your left hand out. Nobody will mistake that for waving at somebody. So that's an easy way to remember. But the thing that Aaron mentioned is just being predictable, and that cars really and cyclists really do best when they operate just like other cars. So you're always yielding to pedestrians. You're always on the right side of the road. It's not a shock what you're going to do next. You're not out to surprise the cars. They know basically what you're going to do because you're following the rules of the road.
Well, and how else are folks getting out trying to promote bicycling in Sitka? What's been going on?
Well, we have a group that's meeting once a month that me and Aaron are part of. We meet just downstairs for lunch, and I think it's the last Wednesday of the month or the fourth Wednesday of the month, one of those two.
Yeah.
So we're getting together once a month. We encourage people to come. And then at the end of the month is the 125th anniversary of the very first bicycle that came to Sitka in 1891. Bill Foster, who's in our group, is quite a historian. And so we're going to have a ride to commemorate that. So we're going to meet right over here at Totem Square, and then meet 11 and just do a ride together and just talk about bikes and celebrate that. So this is the bike month that's happening all over, and we just hope that more people will think about it and think about there really is a lot of advantages. I saw a thing that said 40% of all the trips in the U.S. are under 2 miles, and that's why biking is such a good option. But I thought in Sitka, our number's got to be way higher. Most of the trips are short. We have a good climate here, and I think most of the drivers are courteous, especially now with this cell phone. There's less distracted driving, so it really is a great time to bike. And just, I think, getting on the air and getting out PSAs and getting people thinking about biking, so it's a lot of fun.
So what are those benefits? So it makes sense, you're saying, to do this in Sitka, to get out and bike, especially on the short trips. But why would someone want to do that?
Well, what do you think, Aaron?
Sure makes you feel good. I mean, yeah. For me, when I ride to work, I arrive to work pretty awake and aware and ready to go. It's just a little bit of exercise in the morning, maybe just a little shot of exercise certainly helps. But I've noticed that after not very long, you notice different strengths in your legs, and it just sort of helps with all sorts of things, hiking around in the woods or moving around town, or just there's all kinds of benefits. I think
I could imagine financial savings would be one of them too.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I don't buy gas for my car very often. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other thing too, on kind of a bigger level, a community level, I saw a number, somebody said that 1 in 5, 22% of the families in Sitka make less than $35,000 a year, and so really living paycheck to paycheck. And if you don't have a lot of money, if you think about buying a car, insuring a car, maintaining a car, and then every couple of weeks fueling a car, it's a very expensive proposition. If we can make a transportation in town that works for walkers and works for bikers, it's going to work for everybody. But I think Sitka is like many places that was really built for cars, but that's not the whole population. So we can have a much better system that works for everybody if we can accommodate for these different modes, which is biking, walking, and cars. I mentioned I was in Oklahoma City last week, and the mayor talked to this group we're at, and he said that his city had made one of these lists for the most unhealthy cities in the country. And so he was asked about it, reporters are asking, they want to turn around. And he said, I started to look around Oklahoma City, and I realized we'd made a town for cars, not for people. And they switched it. And then that night we went and walked around downtown Oklahoma City, and it was walkable, it was bikeable, it was very, very nice. And they had made that shift from just focused on that very expensive vehicle that does cause air pollution, noise pollution, carbon pollution, cars, to something that works for everybody. And I think bikes are a key part. And in Sitka, what a great place on a day like this to be out biking around. You do save a lot of money. You have the health benefits, you have the economic benefits for yourself, you have the environmental benefits for everybody. So it really is a great way to go.
Well, really quickly again, what are the biking incentives on offer this month for National Bike to Work Month?
So two prizes. Go to the Yellow Jersey next Friday, and it's a $100 gift certificate to the shop. And then we also have a massage or PT eval from Oceanside Therapy, which is part of the hospital. So those are the prizes, and Bill will draw those at the triathlon, which is on Saturday. The Julie Hughes triathlon is on the 21st. And then also, if you can, on National Bike to Work Day, come Friday to the Larkspur, discounted lunch, and hang out with me and Aaron and other bikers and talk about cycling and just have a good time and a meal that costs less than regular.
And then the month, there's going to be group ride. Tell us
yes.
about that again.
Remind yep, the us. Last Saturday of the month, it's 11 o'clock. We're going to meet at Totem Square. And just come down, bring your bike, and we're just going to have a group ride. We'll just ride up and down Lincoln. And again, just getting together and talking about biking and celebrating the big step forward that we took when the first bike came in 1891.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 125 years of biking.
Well, I even just want to hear that story.
Bill Foster.
You should see the bike.
Yeah. Bill Foster, I think, is going to be on this morning interview the Wednesday before that, and he'll tell you all about it. He's got pictures.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Doug Osborne and Aaron Preston about biking in Sitka. It's National Bike to Work Month.